Swift telescope's operational life ends as physicists confirm first runaway black hole. NASA has canceled the rescue mission for the Neil Gerald Swift Observatory, committing the spacecraft to an uncontrolled re-entry that will burn it up in Earth's atmosphere. Swift launched in November 2004 and became one of the most productive astrophysics instruments in NASA's history, distinguished by its extraordinary ability to detect gamma-ray bursts within seconds and rapidly reorient to observe them before they fade. Over its operational life, it detected more than 1,500 gamma-ray bursts and contributed foundational data to the understanding of neutron star mergers, the events responsible for producing most of the universe's heavy elements, including gold, platinum, and uranium. Swift had long exceeded its design life, operating on successive mission extensions, but its cancellation represents a genuine loss for gamma-ray astronomy. Nothing in the current fleet replicates its rapid response capability at the same cadence. Separately, physicists have confirmed the detection of the first runaway black hole, a stellar mass black hole moving through space at unusually high velocity, traced back to a violent merger event. The leading explanation is gravitational recoil. When two black holes merge, the gravitational waves they emit can be asymmetric, and the resulting merged object receives a kick in the opposite direction. Depending on the mass ratio and spin configuration of the merging pair, that kick can be violent enough to eject the resulting black hole entirely from its host star cluster. Gravitational recoil from mergers has been theoretically predicted for decades, and LIGO gravitational wave observations have supplied the population statistics to model how often such kicks should occur. Directly observing a runaway black hole, identifying it as high velocity, tracing it to a merger site, and ruling out alternative explanations is a distinct observational challenge. Physicists' confidence in publishing this as a confirmed first detection suggests the multi-wavelength evidence was compelling, and the result closes a long-standing gap between theory and observation in one of astrophysics' more viscerally striking predictions.